heard the phrase, one person's trash is another person's treasure. Well, there's a play for that. It's called Bakersfield Mist. The Olney Theater Center is presenting the first production of Bakersfield Mist in this area, and Maryland Morning Theater critic Jaywin Russick has been to see it. Here's her review.
Maybe you heard about the Rembrandt that was discovered in a New Jersey basement. Or maybe you remember the little painting that was purchased at a West Virginia flea market and turned out to be a Renoir. A Renoir that was stolen from the Baltimore Museum of Art. So, there's precedent for the unwanted, the overlooked, the discarded. Let's face it, someone's trash, turning out to be a masterpiece. In the case of Stephen Sachs's play, Bakersfield Mist, there's a very direct precedent. The play was inspired by the case of a California truck driver who bought a thrift shop painting she was sure was by Jackson Pollock. Art experts were sure it was not. The jury's still out, but the events were chronicled in a 2006 documentary. The subject would seem to have built-in drama. Discover a masterpiece, uncover a fortune. Even if it's a forgery, the investigation is dramatic. 2 years ago, Bakersfield Mist had a 3-month run starring Kathleen Turner on London's West End. Now it's receiving its regional premiere at Olney Theatre Center. But while it may be about a potential masterpiece, the play is, at best, just a pair of character studies. Bakersfield Mist is essentially a standoff, a war of wills. On one side, there's Maud, the woman who found the painting. In the play, she's an ex-bartender. On the other side, there's Lionel, an art expert Maud hopes will authenticate the painting. Maud lives in a trailer in Bakersfield. Lionel is a New Yorker who arrives in a chauffeur-driven limousine. Her speech is liberally scattered with four-letter words. His is peppered with snooty pronouncements. Just listen to Michael Rosato as Lionel reeling off his credentials.
I now teach abstract expressionism at Princeton University. Prior to that, for 12 years, I served as curator and then director for the Metropolitan Museum of Art. That's in New York City. After leaving the Met for 7 years, I served as editor-in-chief at Connoisseur magazine.
Never read it.
Indeed.
Under John Vrieky's direction, Michael Rosato's overstated portrayal of this stuffed shirt is one of the production's chief problems. His Lionel indulges in silly, exaggerated warm-up exercises before he deigns to look at Maud's painting. His reenactment of Pollock's quasi-sexual painting technique is even more over the top. In contrast, although a trailer park denizen might seem easy to caricature, Donna Migliaccio's Maud comes across as far more human. She's so earnest, she continues pressing her case, no matter how demeaning Lionel is toward her. The set for Bakersfield Mist also meets with mixed results. Designer Daniel Ettinger has done a spectacular job loading Maud's trailer with kitsch, from beer signs to collectible plates to strings of Christmas lights. But the configuration of Olney's flexible theater lab is less successful. The trailer is open on both sides and divides the theater down the middle. Half of the audience sits on one side facing Maud's sofa. The other half faces the back of the sofa. Bakersfield Mist does take a stab at some serious themes. Class differences, what's real and what's fake, and why that should matter. But in the end, the play is little more than an art world odd couple. Bakersfield Mist may be based on an actual event, but the overall effect echoes Lionel's assessment of Maud's painting. It doesn't ring true.
The regional premiere of Bakersfield Mist is at the Olney Theater Center until June 12th. You can find details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning theater critic Jaywin Russick reviews plays and all things thespian for us on Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. Next week, Judy travels to Frederick to catch the Maryland Ensemble Theater's production of Superior Donuts. This week, Maryland Public Television will air a 3-part special about the experience of Marylanders in the Vietnam War. Coming up after a break for the news, we'll talk to Ken Day, program's executive producer. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.